I'm joined today by Sam, who is one half of the Corporate Cowboys and who has embarked with his business partner Ben on changing the name of our local MP, Member for Jordan, for a good cause. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Thanks for joining us today on Radio Springfield City. Really curious, talk to me about Corporate Cowboys.
Yeah, so Corporate Cowboys is a social media page I started with my business partner Ben, and it's a bit of a movement. We make funny videos, but we're really just trying to make the most of the 9 to 5, trying to take corporate life a little bit less seriously. And so we make funny videos in the process of doing that.
That is awesome. That's the best way to spend your 9 to 5.
That's exactly make it a bit more enjoyable.
How long have you guys been doing that?
So Ben and I have had a production company for the last 7 years now.
Yeah.
We work pretty closely with the Springfield City Group, making all their video content. If you're in Springfield, you've definitely seen our videos around, whether it's at the golf club, the 30 Years Through 30 Eyes celebration for celebrating the 30 years of Springfield. So yeah, just really ingrained in the Springfield community, making videos for everyone from Claudio to Lolle's Barbershop and everyone in between.
Yeah, fantastic. So how did you guys actually start Corporate Cowboys? How did it all come about?
Yeah, so Ben and I, we love making videos. We've always loved making videos, and social media has always been a massive thing that we wanted to do. The way that I see it is it's a big filmmaking competition that the world is hosting. Everyone's trying to see who can post the best content. And so Ben and I decided that it'd be awesome to get in there and be a part of that game. But we weren't really sure about what type of content we wanted to post. But we lived the corporate life. We were in the office 9 to 5, and we've always had a fair bit of fun doing that. So we thought we'd just start making videos around that.
Yeah, it sounds like a bunch of fun. Yeah, well done. Well done on your videos.
Thank you.
I've seen a bunch of them. Some of them I didn't know it was you guys, so well done.
Thank you. What ones are that? What ones have you seen?
I couldn't even tell you. And so I have seen them, and the ones that I have seen, you can sort of trace back, it was from you guys, and particularly once Narend introduced you guys.
Yeah.
And you were wearing pretty much what you're wearing now at a ball at the Brookwater Country Club. Yeah, well done. Love your style.
Never been about the suit and tie, fortunately.
Keep up that image. So we're here to talk about the Charisse mullet. How did we come to, now this is a play on Charisse Mullen. We've got the Charisse mullet. Tell me more.
So a few years ago, Ben was driving around and he saw the campaign sign for Charisse Mullen. And he noticed that Charisse Mullen is shockingly close to the word Charisse mullet. So he came in and we sort of stored this idea, and we see Charisse around at different events from here and there. And every time Ben and I would see her is we would both think, that's Charisse Mullet. There she is, Charisse Mullet. And then we'd film an interview with her and we would do her subtitles for the thing, and we would put down Charisse Mullet. We'd have to backspace it. No, her name's Charisse Mullet. Anyways, when we saw that it was the chance for the world's greatest shave this year, we thought this was the perfect opportunity to finally pull the trigger. First of all, come forward and confess to Charisse that we've been calling her Charisse Mullet this entire time.
Yeah.
And second of all, see if we can get her involved in a campaign to raise money for the foundation where she shaves mullets on people's heads, and also hopefully get her known around the area as Charisse Mullet. That would be the cherry on the cake.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
How did she take it?
She took it surprisingly well. It was a bit nerve-wracking when we booked the meeting, and we were there and we were sitting in front of her, and there was sort of this moment where we took a step back and we were like, how are we here pitching Charisse Mullet to Charisse Mullet? Like, why did no one have a sobering thought this whole time that this wasn't a good idea? So we had a piece of paper with her poorly photoshopped with a mullet on, and we turned it around and we showed it to her, and she loved it. She just cracked up laughing.
That's outrageous.
And then we said to her, take a moment, think about whether you want to do it or not. And she came back within a day and said, I want to do it. Let's go. So it's been full steam ahead since then.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
So what are we in for? So you're looking to cut a mullet for 5 willing people.
Yep. So we need 5 willing people. willing to donate $500 to charity to have Charisse cut them a mullet. Charisse isn't going to be doing the full mullet though, because we've got the support of Lolly's Barbershop down there.
Great crew.
Great crew down there to help tidy up the mullet. We've had a lot of great sponsors so far. We've had the Orion Hotel, who are willing to help out. Springfield City Group, who've helped us out, get this whole thing organized, put us in contact with the right people, put us in contact with Charisse. And yeah, no, it's going to be a great afternoon down at Orion Hotel, Wednesday the 27th. Even if you don't want to have a mullet cut, we want to see people down there showing their support for Charisse Mullet. So everyone's welcome.
Outstanding. So that'll be at midday at the Orion Hotel, Wednesday the 27th. So moving forward, you've done this one. What are your plans for next year?
Yeah, I you said this to me on the phone the other day and it caught me off guard, because we were just looking at 1 year. But tell you what, if it does well and the community gets behind it, I'm sure we can do it next year. To be honest, we really just want to grow the Charisse Mullet name in the area. I think if we can get Charisse Mullet on the same level as ScoMo, or like in terms of naming conventions, I reckon that'd be where it's
that'll
at.
That'll work. Yeah. Well, so you've now got the opportunity the next time that there's a state election. That's one of the boards that she's got, is the vote one, Charisse Mullet. That's when you've made it, is you've got the Charisse Mullet out on the lawns. That's fantastic.
You're talking my language. Yeah. If she was just known as Charisse Mullet moving forward, I would be absolutely stoked. Absolutely stoked.
That's brilliant. Well, Sam, we've got Sam and Ben with us today. Sam, thanks for jumping on and talking about your journey so far with the Corporate Cowboys and also the Charisse Mullet. And we're having a lot of fun, but this is for a good cause. And so you're supporting the...
Yeah, so we're doing Charisse Mullet to raise money for the Leukemia Foundation. We're doing it as part of the world's greatest shave. And yeah, just trying to raise as much money as possible in a funny and quirky way to support a great cause.
Yeah, look, hats off to both of you. You go about life in your own style, and through Corporate Cowboys to setting up this shave for a cure, the Charisse Mullet. It's going to take off. This is the first one. We're proud to be part of it. We're proud to be supporting you in your endeavors here. And so it's at the Orion Hotel, Wednesday the 27th at midday, supported by the team at Lowell's Barbershop. Sam, thanks for stopping by, and hope to see you again soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you.